I'm milling about with Stephen Beer, who's an entertainment attorney and author of the book Your Child's Career in Music and Entertainment. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Thanks for coming here, Robin.
Tell me about the subtitle of the book as well.
The subtitle, The Prudent Parent's Guide from Start to Stardom. For me, it's about my personal experience when I became a stage parent, and I learned about so much that I didn't fully understand as a former artist manager and as an entertainment attorney, so that I realized how a prudent parent needs to approach the business and the questions that the prudent parent must ask from the very beginning all the way through the course, through the business.
So let's start with your own child. How did he or she sort of get into the business, and how did you facilitate that?
So, Robin, I was just a parent in New York with a son interested in the arts as opposed to sports. And after school, instead of playing in the soccer or sports, he really enjoyed the theater and would like to audition. So we'd send him out on auditions. It made him fun. It didn't matter to him whether he got a part. It was just being involved in theater. He just loved reading the parts and going to theater. And what do you know, one day he came back with a lead role in a traveling production of Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers, co-produced by the Paper Mill Playhouse. And that was just an eye-opener for us, because we realized that there were things regarding his education and guardianship. And
how old was he at the time?
So he was 13 at the time, and we hadn't really contemplated taking him out of school. My wife and I each had full-time jobs, so that was something we hadn't fully considered. But for my parents coming to the rescue, they were retired at the time, and agreeing to go out on the road with him, it made me take a step back, and I started writing things down, because if I had these questions, I could imagine what all these other parents with kids interested in pursuing a career in music and entertainment, the kinds of questions that they might have too. So that's why I wrote the book, and the significance of The Prudent Parent's Guide from Start to Stardom. I endeavored to be a prudent parent, but I realized that that's not something you can just think about. You actually have to do it, and there's a lot to consider with that.
Yeah, and I think, Stephen, this book might have saved a lot of child stars' lives, because in many ways their parents weren't privy to some of these examples that you have in your book on how to really guide a child in their career.
Well, I agree, Robin. In fact, what I learned quickly was that there isn't a roadmap out there, and that's why I wrote the book. If you're a sports parent, there is a very established path to success, and you don't have to worry about your child becoming a professional until they're out of high school, until they're 18 or older. But that's not the case for a prudent parent, a stage parent. There's no guide, there's no social structure, there's no support system. You're not on the sidelines like sports parents, meeting people and talking to folks about how to move ahead. It's a very solitary and complicated existence, and it requires a lot of time and money. So I thought, well, why not put this book together to give folks in my shoes a roadmap so that they could be aware and ask the right questions and get the information before diving in.
So when you look back on your career in artist management and mentoring so many people like Britney Spears, did you at that time feel like a parent in many ways?
I did, actually, because you really, when you're working with a young person, you really want to go out of your way to make sure that the child is taken care of and the family feels comfortable, and you're really working in partnership with them. So that I think was a very good orientation, but nothing really does prepare you for having your own child in that mold, and that's why, you know, my personal experience gave rise to this book. I really learned a lot when it was your own child. The most important thing that I want to share today, Robin, is that you can have all the information, but when your child is involved, it's really hard to stay objective and balanced and to maintain perspective. So that's what I really want to share with folks, is that it's important to have the information, but it's also important to understand that when it comes to your child, it really does skew your perspective, and you really have to try and stay balanced and have a little bit of a sense of humor about the whole thing.
Do you think it's too late for Justin Bieber's parents to pick up this book?
I suspect they could write one at this point, because they've probably learned a lot since Justin put his videos onto YouTube. And I think that's actually instructive for all of us, because in today's world, YouTube is the new launching pad. You know, Facebook, YouTube, these digital platforms can really be the new audition room. And because it's so easy, so much easier to get discovered, it's really important for the parents to understand what goes along with that today. It's no longer about just getting discovered at the mall or going to a showcase. I have a client who posted a video on YouTube. She's a 12-year-old girl singing, and in short order, in a matter of months, she had over 20 million views. So so YouTube truly is the new launching pad, and I think that's one of the takeaways we have from looking at the career of people like Justin Bieber.
Also, you hit on the whole social media phenomenon, and also it could be very dangerous out there for a child, especially one who wants to become an actor, because they can get crazy people on the other end. They don't know who they're talking to.
Well, it is interesting that this business attracts a certain type of character of people, and the history of the entertainment business, whether it's music, theater, film and television, there regrettably have been many instances where the best interests of the child have not been a priority. So the parent really needs to be vigilant every step of the way. I use the metaphor of a car. The parent needs to keep a hand on that steering wheel at all times. If that car goes off the road and your child is in it, it's the fault of the parents. It's their responsibility.
Exactly. And also, I think in many ways, it's almost like you blame the parents, like it's the parents' fault when a dog doesn't behave. So in many ways, it's the parents' fault if their child doesn't behave properly.
I'm glad you said that. I think the parents do get a lot of the blame, but it is their responsibility. Rather than blame, it would be, I think, more constructive if we gave the parents information and we collaborated with them instead of treating them as tolerated outcasts. My goal for the book is to recast the role of stage parent from that tolerated outcast to informed collaborator. If we give them the information, we bring them in as part of the process, I think it's really constructive for all involved, especially the child.
Now, I want a percentage if you decide to do this, Stephen. Have you thought about seminars and meeting with parents who have child actors?
Well, I'm certainly interested in meeting with parents. My goal is to educate the professional parents so that they can really be prepared and take good care of their children. As far as seminars go, I really haven't thought about that. I have a very successful and busy law practice, and I love it. I work with a great group of people. I'm a partner at a leading entertainment law firm, and so that's wonderful, and I hope that this book gets to a place where people will want to come see me and speak with me, and I can handle their affairs and give them guidance and point them in the right direction. And I'm certainly interested in doing speaking engagements, because the sharing this information of what I experienced as an industry professional, but as a professional parent in the trenches, feels really good to me. I want to share this information and help to inform parents, get them better prepared for the responsibilities that a career in music and entertainment entails.
What about doing a book only for reality stars, parents?
You know, I think that there are some reality shows like Dance Moms that already handle that very, very well. You know, I think that's all very entertaining, and you know, they're sort of train wreck examples, and that's. But the sad part about that is that there's a child there that really could use great role models and supervision, because these are seminal experiences, and they really will shape the character of the child. And it would be great as they ascend to adulthood and hopefully a career in entertainment as an adult, if they have the tools, not just acting tools, but tools of character, so that they're responsible and they understand that with success in the entertainment business comes a buffet of seductions. And I really would like to see the children, young people, as they grow into adults, prepared for that.
Yeah, talk about that seduction. I mean, that's almost, you know, even more enticing than, oh, I want to be an actor. Most people want to be famous, right? So it's a whole different mindset.
Well, certainly that's part of this. It's a very ego-oriented and in some respects, a very superficial kind of business, and where everyone seems to have an agenda. And it's really important for the parent and the child to partner and to, with each other, to set boundaries and to understand what's right, what's wrong, and where to get out. And not just partner with the parent and the child, but partner with the entire family, because there really needs to be involvement for everybody and a commitment from all on board. It can really change the relationships, and oftentimes it will require the a parent or guardian and the child to move away or be away from the family and take them out of school, and that's a lot for a young person. It's one thing to say it, but to experience it, and I saw that firsthand. There's a lot to be gained from the experience, because there are things you learn outside of a classroom, and there's so much to learn in the world of arts. And so I encourage it. I think having parameters and discipline and setting boundaries up is indispensable.
Yeah, I was while I was reading your book, Steven Tyler, of course, you can't even picture him as a father for some reason, but of course he is. So are you getting a similar kind of feedback about famous parents that are getting a lot out of this book?
Yes, I actually am very pleased. The book seems to have struck a chord with a lot of people, especially people who have been through the business as either a working entertainer or a parent to a working entertainer. And it's just surprising that there really hasn't been anything out there like this. And there should be, because there are some very basic things to consider, especially regarding education, regarding guardianship, regarding finances and how you handle monies made from your entertainment endeavors. And it's a real business, real responsibilities and requirements, and parents need to be aware about that and not just rely on agents and managers. They need to really be hands-on, and a business manager would be, you know, quite helpful too. A prudent parent needs to assemble a team and to be smart on their own, to ask a lot of questions, to use their senses, and also to use their gut if something doesn't feel right or doesn't smell right, then it really deserves further scrutiny.
What has been some of the best feedback that you've gotten so far from the book?
Well, I've really enjoyed hearing from former child actors who have read the book and were so excited to have this that they have asked me if I would collaborate with them and on various projects that address some of these same issues, and I may do some speaking engagements with some of these people who are public figures, because they will they feel like they want to give back too, and some of the experiences they've had, some of them not all positive. If they can help others, I really appreciate how many people want to give back.
Can you say who you've heard from?
Well, one person who I had the pleasure of working with for many years when she was younger and a huge Disney star, Christy Carlson Romano. She recently went back to school and graduated from Columbia, but she had tremendous success on stage with Disney. She was Belle in Beauty and the Beast. She was the star of Even Stevens with Shia LaBeouf, and you know, she's someone that I would enjoy speaking with and collaborating with in trying to share this information with parents, with professional parents.
So after you finished this book, what were the biggest lessons for you? And do you think there's still a lot to learn?
Wow. The biggest lessons for me were relate to being a content creator. I represent content creators. I represent artists, actors, writers. And, you know, it's like running two marathons if you're a content creator. The first one is creating great content, because that's what it's about. It's putting something together that really comes from your soul, that can have an impact on people, and to do that well. And then you have to get up and run another marathon in the way that content is marketed and distributed. If you're a content creator, then you can't afford to be passive about that. You really need to understand your path to the market and how to connect with an audience, how to do audience building, and engage them and inform them and take them beyond the book into a direction that's meaningful to the content creator.
So now you know how I feel.
I'm much more empathetic to the, you know, to the artist, to the author. You know, it really is an exhaustive undertaking. There aren't enough hours in the day to do it. So that's what I've learned from and one of the lessons I've learned from the book.
Excellent, Stephen Beer, Your Child's Career in Music and Entertainment. Thank you so much for joining me,
Robin. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Always new.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always billing about.